With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. After saying yesterday that burnout operations on the Lolo Peak fire were likely responsible for destroying two homes and several outbuildings, fire managers are now saying they need more time to be sure. Lolo Peak Fire Incident Commander Greg Ponson.
We're currently doing a review to gather all of the facts about what happened and when, and at the end of that review, we're going to make all of that information known.
Fire managers have been relying on burnouts to reinforce the containment line around the fire and say their tactics have made it possible to save hundreds of homes during recent high wind events. I'm Eric Whitney.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. It was an active day on the Sprague fire burning inside Glacier National Park. Park spokesperson Katie Liming says that was expected. The Sprague fire was estimated at more than 1,200 acres this morning. It's burning about 2 miles east of Lake McDonald Lodge on the shore of Lake McDonald. Liming says firefighters have equipment in place to keep the fire from moving closer to the lodge.
There are firefighters working, and they've installed hose lays and sprinklers there. And there's about 66 of these very large sprinklers that are trying to increase the humidity in that area if the fire were to move that direction.
The fire caused the evacuation of Sperry Chalet about 10 days ago. Liming says firefighters are not too concerned about that structure.
We have firefighters staged there. There is structure protection in place at the chalet, and that includes a water tank, hose lays, and sprinklers. You know, given that the chalet is in a rocky subalpine environment with little vegetation, fire managers don't think that there will be much damage to the building if the fire does go that direction.
Liming emphasizes that Glacier National Park remains open, including the popular Going to the Sun Road. She says a few trails and backcountry sites are closed due to the Sprague fire. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Maxine Spire.